When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Chime, is that new Shaboozy?
That is, dropped at midnight last night.
Song of the fall. I'm declaring it right now.
Love he got that. Some Grammy noms.
He did?
Yeah.
Well deserved.
Yep.
Well deserved.
It sounds almost identical to the other one.
No, it does not, Curtis.
What?
Please, stay in your
the
lane.
The beat is a little bit the same. I give you the beat, but
stay in your lane.
The flow of it is different.
Stick to weather.
Stick to Rammstein. Yeah.
That was way more country than Shaboozy's other stuff.
Yeah, that was definitely a country one.
All right, so. It's a Patriots Friday, but I would like to get into a little bit about the Red Sox and their meeting with Juan Soto. And I am a tiny bit concerned because the good news is it was a 3-hour meeting.
Oh, yeah. Good meeting.
Right?
Oh, 3 hours. That means it was good.
Not a 45-minute meeting.
Nope.
Not an hour.
Nope.
It was 3 hours. Bad news is that John Henry was not there.
And do you know the worst news?
What?
They didn't exchange a single dollar figure. They're there for 3 hours doing videos about the history of great Dominican players with the Red Sox. And Scott Boras, Juan Soto were there, and they don't make a single offer?
But
what are we doing?
They walked away. I mean, the reports are that Soto was impressed by the 3-hour pitch. His main question was what their commitment was to winning.
Yep.
Right.
So if he's if he walks away impressed by it, then I feel good about it moving forward.
But what does he have to gain? What does he have to gain if he says it's not a good meeting and then other teams know a potential suitor is not out there?
And then they also...
I mean, if I'm Juan Soto and I'm not impressed, I'm not going to lie about it.
Of course you do. You want to increase your value because more teams that are...
You have three other teams that are fighting over you. If you want to stick it to the Red Sox, you're like, yeah, you guys suck.
Right. You say that after you sign your big deal.
No. But if it's a 3-hour meeting, nothing sucked about it. And the other thing that was good that they said that... They laid out the crop of soon-to-be-arriving, like, you know, top prospects, you know, maybe top free agents they could be after. So, I mean, 3 hours, you don't have a meeting with somebody for 3 hours and it not be a positive meeting.
Well, Curtis says that the Reds, and he's right, the Red Sox do this a lot. Where they tell you after somebody, a big-name free agent, big-money free agent signed somewhere else, they tell you that they were in on it. However, understanding the fan base and their displeasure with the performance of the baseball team for the last three of the last 4 years or four of the last five, whatever... I don't know why they would set themselves up for massive anger on the part of the fans by going out there and meeting with him and telling everybody about it if they weren't all in on getting a deal done.
Why did they report at the end of the winter meetings that they had offered $280 million to Bogarts right before he signed with the Padres?
Because that's the way they oftentimes do business. This feels different to me. I think it feels different because Juan Soto... I mean, I see the guy, Curtis, I don't know if you've seen it. It's all over the interwebs.
Right.
The man really enjoyed dancing with Jason Veritek and with Pedro Martinez.
Right.
I mean, that says to me, look at them. They're having a blast, some kind of an event. I don't know whether that's a wedding or so. I don't know what that was, David Ortiz's golf tournament or something. But first of all, the guy can dance.
Yeah.
Second of all, he's cutting a rug with two legendary Boston Red Sox talents. I feel like
I mean
it's
get tech on the phone. You guys are pals.
Well, we could do that.
And a legendary Dominican player in Pedro. So I mean that could have been the Pedro fundraiser event. And it clearly wasn't this year because I would have been all over Juan Soto and doing my best to put the full court press on him. But the thing I look at is if you're Juan Soto, why would you sit and meet with a team for 3 hours? Like, if you knew they weren't...
What is it? Are we talking a dinner meeting? Like,
What, you think he's taking a free dinner? I don't think he's
I'm just saying that if you're... Is he going to stand up in the middle of a dinner and walk out?
No, a dinner will take you... Who has three-hour dinner meetings?
Me.
You have 3 hours... You've had a three-hour dinner meeting.
Yeah.
What? That's cap. You ain't had no
Tim
three...
Tim Clark.
It was 3 hours?
Yep.
That's cap, Courtney. Stop it. What'd you do for 3 hours?
Talked.
No cap.
You asked.
I ain't buying that one. I give you like an hour and a half. Okay. And then after that, it's like, all right, let's get up out of here and maybe go someplace else or something. You ain't sitting down. But my point is, if there's not an interest in the Red Sox for Juan Soto, he would just be like, okay, time for me to go. And the Red Sox, they know what the asking price is.
So then why not make the deal then?
Well, because you don't want to be too eager on the money, right? You don't want to.
What do you mean? What else would they be meeting
about?
Well,
you don't. No, they're meeting about a lot of
things. Well, the
problem
is, you know, the Mets are, and the Mets are saying this publicly, they're sitting there waiting to write the biggest check.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
So let them set the market.
So you have to have some hope that Juan Soto actually wants to be a part of this franchise.
Right.
And that maybe it's not just about the money.
Right. But if you're Juan Soto or if you're the Red Sox and any good negotiation and you know there's other teams that are going to negotiate, you let those other teams set the market. You don't set the market.
You think the Red Sox are lying in wait to be the highest bidder?
Well, you lie in wait and you see what that number is, that if another team wants to throw a number out there, then you start to know like, okay, is that a number we really want to go over? Is that a number we really... Who knows? That's why you let somebody else set the market when you know there's other teams out there that are very interested that he's meeting with, you know, a couple days after you.
This is Tim. Tim, good morning.
Guys, good morning. I love you all. Curtis, you're the only one that sounds like they're thinking properly. I'll tell you what. I said for the last 3 years, these guys in the front office have false pretenses. Everything else down the road, they just don't spend. I think the reason why they don't, Pablo Sandoval, I believe that was his name, created a problem for these guys years ago, right? They struggled to pay Devers his money, okay? And then I don't think they want to put the cash out. They all have good meetings, but they're going to go nowhere. They're not going to spend. Look what they did with this pitcher. Is this guy a miracle guy that they paid $1 million for? Come on, change the ways, do it the right way, otherwise the fans are getting pissed off.
Tim, an organization can't change the way they do business. They can't determine that they made them. Like, they clearly wanted, John Henry and others wanted a correction when it came to salaries in Major League Baseball. So, I get it.
What was John Henry doing yesterday, Greg?
I don't know, Curtis. It's so disappointing. Greg, it's disappointing.
Greg, could I say one?
Yeah.
Could I say one more thing?
Yes.
The thing is, today, we talk about it every week, every month. The salaries aren't changing, man. These young kids, they want the boatload. They want to go to a great team. But if the team ain't there, they just want their cash. And that's the way today's world is, guys.
Well, he's going to get the thing.
I love you all.
Okay. The thing with a player like Juan Soto is he's going to get the cash.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knows he's going to get the cash.
Right.
So the chance that you have is that there are other factors that are a part of it, I guess. I don't know. Did they tell him about Snowport?
I don't know if they did.
Does he know about the Snowport?
Yeah, I don't know if they did.
I mean,
but that could have been something they could have mentioned
to him. Honestly, was that a part of
the cheese wheel?
Right?
That Greg was talking about? I mean.
How many awkward laughs from Sam Kennedy over 3 hours?
Did they tell him about the Freedom Trail?
Oh,
I mean, there are things here.
Mm-hmm.
The foliage.
Right. I would have told them about the huge Dominican population that is in Massachusetts.
And you know, Juan, if you're a hockey fan, we got tickets to the Penguins whenever you want them.
It's a special time.
Great Dominican food around here. You know, Dominican music. There's a
huge... The argument as well expressed by Baseball Brett on this show that you are putting all of your eggs in Juan basket.
Yep.
But that doesn't necessarily have to be the case.
Yeah.
You can pay him.
Right.
And then you can pay others. You can trade prospects.
Right. But we've also seen before that one guy can change a franchise. You know, so when you think of the Red Sox and you think of, and I think it's more of fans now know, like they're saying, all right, so for the past 3 or 4 years, you've guys been holding your wallets pretty tight to your hip. And you've been telling us that you are in the market. Like you, there was a rumored offer that you were in the, that you offered Yamamoto $300 million. It is now time for you to shut up and put up, because I think fans are past it. And I think the Red Sox know that the fans kind of see through the BS that they've been pushing out for the past couple of years. So they have to make a major splash to kind of get fans to buy back into what they could potentially be selling us moving forward.
And if you're Juan Soto and you meet for 3 hours and you have meetings with other teams, you gain nothing from saying, I didn't like it. If you say it went well, then other teams have to up their game and ensure they meet with you and they offer to you. Losing suitors at this stage is the opposite of how Scott Boras has brilliantly negotiated billions of dollars worth of baseball contracts.
Yeah, it would be stupid to say the meeting wasn't great.
Right, so we shouldn't use that as any sort of judgment as to where the team is.
No, I use the fact that you met for 3 hours. That's
because
what I...
Because you think that that shows interest from Juan Soto.
Yeah, if you're the Red Sox or if you're Juan Soto, you know, like, there's a market out there. If I'm not interested in that team, I'm not spending 3 hours of my time sitting there. You know, we can cut this meeting short. He probably went in there with Boras, you know, for all you people out there that were dating, there was somebody probably ready to give a fake text message where Juan's like, oh, I gotta go.
The meeting lasted 3 hours.
Got an emergency at the crib.
But the meeting lasted 3 hours, but we don't know how long he fell asleep when Tom Warner was talking.
Yeah, maybe he did. But he's easily got somebody on standby like, oh, I got an emergency at the crib, Sam. I got to cut this thing short.
I had probably, no idea, Roseanne.
Tom Warner probably likes dinner at about 5 o'clock or so, I would guess.
He doesn't mention the Roseanne show anymore. That's ixnay.
This is High-Pitched Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
Hey, so Wiggy, I like how Wiggy, you know, stopped saying Courtney's cap in about 3 hours when we had that whole discussion for like 3 days a few years back when she held up a whole table for 3 hours and left a crappy tip.
She's
a table hog.
Wait, hold on. I did not leave a crappy tip at all. I never do that. And also, I'm not hogging up the table if I'm continuing to order things.
Right,
if
that's true.
My bill's just going up.
Yes. That's true.
But you ain't ordering nothing for 3 hours.
There's a good table time. It's an hour and a half.
Right.
So
other people want to sit down and eat. 3 hours is too much.
Jeff, if you're the waiter.
Unless you book a room.
Jeff, if you're the waiter and you have a table full of people and they're ordering drinks and their bill is going up and up and up and they're going to tip 20%+, you're mad about that?
No, I'm not mad. I'm just making an obvious point that happened.
I'm asking because you said I'm hogging the table. It's not hogging. So
yeah,
you want me to
table.
Give up
somebody
my seat?
Be waiting for a table.
But you want me to give up my seat for then somebody else to come in who may be a bad tipper?
Yeah. Mm, good point.
Yeah, but
you never know.
Good
okay.
Point. But Courtney,
I retract my bring up.
No, here's how it goes, High-Pitched Jeff. You might be ordering drinks, but which might be $20 per drink, right? So you're wasting this guy's time for a few drinks. When the next person to come in is ordering a full meal, it's going to be way... So
or they're not.
Who goes in and sits at a table and doesn't order dinner?
Have you ever seen a group of girls that go in and just get, like, apps to share? That's a waiter's worst nightmare. So, yeah, if we're
so
going...
then that's why he would want to push them out.
But if they pushed me and Santo out, who's ordering bottles of wine, for then a group of girls to come in and order shared apps.
Yeah, but you said you've done it with a group of... You and Santo are not sitting at a table for 3 hours.
Yes, I'm telling you, I cannot tell you the last time I went to dinner at a restaurant and left under 2.5 hours.
Greg, breaking, Curtis. Do you know what the pitch deck was called during the meeting yesterday?
No.
Full Throttle.
Oh, I love it. I you know what? I actually don't even think he's going to meet with another team. He and Tom Warner are going to take a walk today.
Maybe they do. Greg, send out the bat signal to Santo to see if she really, if they really have dinner for 2.5 hours. Send them Santo.
I've gone to plenty of dinners with Greg and DMs, and our dinners are not over in 2.5 hours.
Ooh.
No, I mean,
they're not.
Say, fraudulent wait, over there, bro.
I don't think we've had a 3-hour dinner.
100%.
Whoa.
Capital Grill.
Did you have to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, but that was like appetizers and, I mean, I guess, was that, that wasn't 3 hours.
Yes, I'm telling you it was.
Was it really?
Wow,
yes.
Greg, you are just like hogging up the tables
but
for 3 hours.
I am not a hog.
Damn.
I am not a hog.
I would rather be kicked in the nuts than sit down.
That is the
hours.
Biggest douche move around, an hour and a half. Let the next people come in and
that's
eat.
Like, I mean, hour and a half. How do you even get through a course?
Dude, you
and
get
a
your
drink?
Food and then you know where you go.
Do you order as soon as you sit down?
Yeah, you kind of know what you're getting.
The greatest thing that James has, outside of the fact that he's perfect, is the fact that the second I sit down, I give the server the card, we order, boom, 30 minutes later, we're out of there.
This is Jack from Lancaster. What's up, Jack?
What's up, guys? Hey. Just didn't want to overlook the fact that Juan Soto is a Yankee, and he's a traitor. He's looking for a bag. When he gets paid, I think things are going to get ugly quickly. So I'm off. I'm off on Juan Soto.
He's a traitor?
I think, is that because he left Washington?
Well, he had to get out of Washington.
Okay.
But now he plays for the Yankees, and are we just going to overlook the fact that we don't like them?
Well, wasn't he traded to the Yankees?
Yeah. From San Diego, right?
I had no say in the matter. Man,
I don't care if he
like
plays
he
for
signed
the,
with the Yankees.
Yeah, I don't care if he played for the Yankees. Yes, if Aaron Judge was like, hey, I want to go to Boston tomorrow and play, I'd be like, sign me up.
I know.
I don't
like,
give a damn.
Whatever he wants.
Yeah, like who cares about that?
All right, well, anyway, 3-hour meeting.
Jesus, you two.
Is that good or bad? You could talk about that all day long here. On Boston Sports Original WEEI. I believe, since it is a Friday, that we need to get to Wiggy Not Like the Rest of Us. Are we going to do that next time?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, Greg.
All right. He's our guy, Jermaine Wiggins, and we will get to Wiggy Not Like the Rest of Us coming up next.